Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I understand your position, but my position is what I had stated earlier. I don't see how having another vendor hurts us. It just gives us another option in case we need to use it. If Cardi's an outstanding company, they're in high demand. So if a situation comes up where they can't get to it on the timeline that the city is looking for, that the residents are looking for, we have another option. If they are the lowest bidder, I would assume that the administration goes to the lowest bidder first, gives them the option. If they hadn't had any problems, what we're hearing so far, then they won't have any options, any issues going forward. But it just gives us another option in case that. Because this is the number one issue we hear about every single day. So I just think having a little flexibility does not hurt anybody. Is that we have a timeline, we want to get X done. As we know, it's weather dependent. So Cardi's keeps doing the outstanding work that they're doing. That's great. This just gives us another option, another position, just in case we need to do it. They said, you know what, we're not going to be able to get to that before the asphalt plant closes and stuff like that. It just gives us, okay, this is a priority. We need to get this done. We can go to the second vendor. So that's my position. I do not think it hurts us to have two vendors on this. I think that the city's practice should be, and I'm assuming that it is, that we always go to the lowest bidder first. So we may never go to the second vendor on this because the corporation is doing a great job and they're handling everything. They were able to do it on the timeline. But my position is it cannot hurt to have a backup, an option, just so we can keep moving forward, because this is the number one issue that I hear about. It's just good to have a little extra flexibility. That's my position.
Thank you, Councilman. So, Chief, to go to Councilman McAllister's point about an option and productivity, et cetera, I deal with this in my own business all the time. I obviously have more than one employee doing my work. And I also know what my schedules are. I know what my backlog is. I know what we need for equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So do you have, at this current time, do you have a schedule of roads that will be repaired, resurfaced, or replaced for this $1.5 million? Because I don't think we can discuss a schedule and can we complete it in a timely manner or not if we don't know what we got to complete in the first place. I certainly would appreciate seeing a schedule of road repairs that are going to be done throughout the city, but that's my question. So if we're going to be concerned with completing production in a timely manner, do we have a schedule of production that is presented to, in this case, let's say Cardi as a low bidder, or D'Ambra, had they been the low bidder?
Yes, we've done a little bit more than that. We have actually rated all the city roadways. And so if they're deficient and they don't score the two and a half points that's been rated, they're a likely candidate for either resurfacing or, on the other side, total rehabilitation. A couple of points I wanted to make. We have two A1 vendors here. We have a 400 hitter that hits a lot of doubles and singles and a 400 hitter that hits home runs. So I don't think anyone is saying Cardi's work is anything but superb. It lends versatility mainly for timing. Some of the questions I've had in my 30 years here is sometimes just before the asphalt plant, something needs to come up. Maybe there's a traffic calming measure that needs to be put in that has some asphalt associated with it. Cardi might be on a large, project. That lends versatility to us together. The mayor's office, city council, go in and do that, because the person in that neighborhood doesn't really care whether or not, it was done by Cardi or D'Ambra. It's got to be done before the asphalt plant closes. So I guess what we're trying to do is meld real results in the neighborhood with the political process, which, yeah, becomes, a little, strong at times. But I think we're all pulling on the same oar. So the answer to your question is, yes, we do. And that's part of the reasoning when we look forward to having a program. And Mayor Solomon's looking at how can we get at this problem in a lot more speedy fashion than how we've been proceeding. And we looked at everything, and with the historic lows for interest rates below 1%, I mean, we all understand that we're getting older. This city was built after World War II. The roads are getting older. Our infrastructure's getting old. So I think we all know that. It's how do we allocate the dollars? We're in government. We have the ability to borrow at very low interest rates, probably the lowest in almost history. And more importantly, get more product out there in a quicker time frame. And I think that's all this is. It's a year over year timing with the asphalt plant shutting down and opening up. And I think that's the only versatility we were looking at.
So, Chief, having said all of that, I believe Councilman McAllister had, it was more of a statement than a question. His statement was that he was sure that you would, this work would be directed to the low bidder first, as opposed to a higher bidder. So, with that said, in this situation, would you be amenable to having an amendment in this bid that says that Coty will get the first right of refusal to perform the work necessary in the time fashion that is needed by the city? Is that fair enough?
The suggestion made by the councilman, I think it was a very learned recommendation, and certainly something that seems to kind of fit all the shoes here.
So you would be amenable to that?
Yes.
Okay. So I know no one from D'Amber Corp is here. Before I open it up to questions from the public, I would like to hear if there's any comments from Coty Corp. Do you have anything that you want to?
Councilman Corley had a question too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Councilman Corley.
I had a question for Mr. DePasquale.
Chief?
Mr. DePasquale, you said that there will be a list of roads, that has part of the city's plan. I know that last year there was not a single road in Ward 1 that was on the paving list, and not a single road was paved. The only people that I'm aware of that are scheduled to be paved are the Governor Francis Phase 3 residents that the city, through the sewer department, are telling them that they have to pay 100% out of their own pocket for the roads. Is there going to be some change in the future concerning Ward 1, or is it going to continue along this path?
If that's a question, first of all, I believe we're around the vendor selection here.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with the premise of the question and the basis of the question. I think we're fair and equitable in the way we go forward in analyzing roads. And obviously everyone wants their road to be first, and that can't happen with the budget that we have in front of us. But collectively, we can address this as a community. We can assess the roads. We can take the allocation of funds and distribute that appropriately.
Councilman Qualley, if I could, at the beginning of the meeting, I had indicated that we must stay on track with the individual items. Believe me, I am a total, complete, 150% supporter of your position on those roads with the sewers. But as the chief said, that is not part of this particular bid right now. So there might be something you want to take up with the chief later. If you want to continue with the questioning regarding the street improvements, by all means, please do so.
No, I go along with the sentiment that we should be investing in our infrastructure, and every day each one of our constituents rides on those roads as well as we do.
And every single one of us sitting on this council agree with it. Again, that's why we voted for the $4 million plus in the original budget. And we all get the calls daily and the letters about the condition of the roads. So, Chief, hold on. There was one.
Sorry.
I'll come back to it. I lost my track of thought. Mr. Coty, would you like to address the council? or the committee?
Chairman, members of the council, members of the committee.
Please identify yourself for the record and speak right into the mic.
Stephen A. Carty, Executive Vice President, COO of Carty Construction Corporation, located in Warwick, Rhode Island. Mr. Knox is here. He's General Manager of the Asphalt Division. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I just can't believe what I'm hearing here. This would be the only city or town that I've ever dealt with in 30 years of being in this industry that did not award to a single low bidder for a paving contract for paving work in the city. Never heard of it. $1.5 million paving job to Carty Corporation is, quite frankly, a drop in the bucket. It's 10,000 tons out of 350,000 tons a year we do. Quite frankly, I don't understand why you would even entertain a second bidder. If I were Mike D'Amber, quite frankly, I wouldn't even pick up the bonds to give you the cost of the bonds to me to become maybe pave in the city of Warwick. So I don't get it. I don't get it. This company's been in the city of Warwick for three generations. Mr. D'Amber has left the city of Warwick, if you recall. So it's almost disheartening to me, because it is my city, that you would even consider this type of thing. We performed for the city. We pulled out single awards, by the way. We go back to 2004, and I know I could go back further than that. 2004. Always an award to one contractor. We have been in the city of Warwick. We've been privileged to work for the city of Warwick for many, many years. I can't even tell you how many years. Because probably the advantage of us, we are in the city of Warwick, and we give the city of Warwick the best bang for their buck in the paving program. And always have and always will. So to me, it's almost a personal affront to say Carty Corporation cannot do this work. We do $4.5 million worth of work a year in the city of Pawtucket alone. Doing $10 to $12 million worth of paving on Route 4 and Route 95, no problem, one season. So it's a personal affront to me to say that this company should not be awarded the project and it should go to another company. All that mentioned about other options is ridiculous. If you don't call on Carty Corp to take care of your city and your paving, then there's a problem. So I apologize if I sound strong. I truly do. It's just that this is kind of hitting personal for me. It's saying, like, my family cannot perform the work, and you need somebody else maybe to go to. Well, if Carty can't perform the work in the city of Warwick, then there's a serious, serious problem. And if you want to award the two people, which has never been done in my 30 years in business, that's your prerogative. But I'm just telling you, I don't believe in it.
Unless, Mr. Carty, the intent is to go with the higher bidder for the $1.5 million.
If that's the intent.
And the argument is to have two bidders to do the work, just in case you can't perform.
Right.
After you ate $250,000 last year, because it went up, right?
We certainly did, and we did.
And that's your gift from the administration.
We lost $250,000 on that job. And we didn't come back. We asked the city. They said no. That was it. But we finished.
And you honored your obligation.
Absolutely.
And this is how you get repaid.
Yes.
Thank you for being a wall company.
Thank you,
Mr. Carty.
Yes, sir.
Over the last 5-6 years, do you recall the largest amount of paving you've done from the city, or the smallest, in one season?
It's varied. It's varied. I mean, we've done.
To the mic and identify yourself, please.
Robert Knox, General Manager, Carty Corporation. Last year would have been the most money that we've done business with the city of Warwick, and at least over the last 15 years, which we've had the contract going back to 1994 that I'm aware of.
And what was the amount last year?
We did a little over $4 million worth of paving with no issues.
In the city of Warwick?
In the city of Warwick. And to be honest with you, we've done other cities and towns in one season double that amount.
Okay.
Mr. Carty, how much is your tax bill in the city of Warwick, property taxes?
I shudder to think. It's got to be.
Got to be hundreds of thousands. It's in the hundreds.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments from members of the public? Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Howe, sorry.
Yes, Councilman. Thank you, Mr. Cardi. Timothy Howe, Ward 3. You've done quite a bit of paving in my ward, and I thank you, and the work was perfect.
Thank you, sir.
However, the discussion is not, discussion is needed. Discussion is always needed. I didn't take it as a way to insult your company or you, or give you an affront. I believe it was a good discussion. We learned a lot. I brought up questions as to why there would be two bids. I welcome the discussion. I fair to think, and I'm not saying you indicated this, so please understand, for if there was an assumption of just automatically getting the reward, and that's not what you indicated, and I do admit that. I want the discussion. I want the questions. I want to hear the answers. I want to bring up the scenarios of the possibilities. I also want to understand people I may not disagree with or disagree with as to why they're coming forward with what they're requesting. So it's not meant as an affront my side, or I don't believe this council side. It's the discussion that we have to have, because at the end of the discussion, the paving got to get done, and we got to figure out a way to get it done, and we're also going to figure out who to give it to. So thank you.
Of course, and heated discussion is still discussion.
Yeah.
Councilman McAllister.
Again, thank you. And thank you, Mr. Cardi. I hope that you're not taking my questions as an affront to your company, because that has nothing to do. All my position was is that, having another option. Now, I can only go by what's in front of me. I did not know 30 years in the business. It only goes to one company across the, that's the general standard. All I am looking at is what is in front of me. And with the statement that it would always go to the lowest bidder first. So I have never been contacted and had an issue with your company. I am not saying that you can't do the work. All my position was is this, it's good to have a backup position. So I understand your passion for your company, that is outstanding. I just wanted to have the discussion, as Councilman Howe said. I have no issues with the work that you are providing, and that was not my intent on that at all. All I was talking about is the having the option, and again, I want to go with the lowest bid. You are the lowest qualified bidder. We know that you can handle the work. So, like as I had stated before, we may have never even gone to the second one. I did not see it. I, from your position, I did not see it as that would be something putting your company down, because that was absolutely not what I was intending. I was just looking for options. That's what I was looking at, and I appreciate you coming forward and letting me know, because I did not know that, and that this is why we have the discussion. That's why we do it in public like this, to get the background on that. I have no issues with the company at all. All I was reading was from what provided to us in here, and it made sense to me. Why not have a backup option if we're going to go with the lowest bidder first? Because as we all understand here, why would we pay more for the same service when we know that you can provide that? And that was something that the chairman had mentioned. I believe the chief of staff had talked about that. So that's all. I just wanted to give you my position. I was just looking that, hey, can't hurt to have a backup. I understand your position. I thank you for coming forward and giving that. But I just wanted to give you what my position was, is that all I was looking for was, hey, in the case, it's always good to have a backup. But I understand your position as well, and thank you for bringing that.
Okay, thank you. It hasn't been done in 30 years.
Sorry, Mr. Cotty, could you speak into the mic again?
Sorry, I said it just, thank you, Councilman. I appreciate that. It's never been done. I've never seen it done this way in the 30 years plus, I hate the plus part, but the plus, that we've been paving for cities and towns. So just kind of.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman McAllister. Any other comments from members of the public?
Mr. Carter.
Sir.
William McCaughey, resident of Warwick. Mr. Carter, I have a question for you. I'm just curious to know. I know nothing about paving, but $1.5 million would cover how many miles or feet of road in approximately? I know,
You'll need to speak to the mic, sir.
Please, sir.
It basically depends on what the intent of the Public Works Department, whether we're going to grind those roads up and do full depth, put 3 new inches of asphalt down, or if we were just going to mill and put 1.5 inches. So it depends on the scope of work that the city puts forth on those individual roads.
So could you provide us with a range based on the type of the quality of work that would be done that you could do from 5 miles given one scenario to 7 miles in another scenario? Is that possible?
I think it'd be better for me to say that with the $1.5 million that you're talking about spending, that we probably could pave 10,000 tons of roads, depending on what the scope of the work is. If it's going to be done in, as a overlay or a milling overlay, or if it was going to be a full depth.
So take best case scenario, an overlay, 10,000 tons of asphalt, how many miles of road? I mean, the math's pretty straightforward, I would think.
I would probably say you're talking about 5 miles of road.
5 miles of road. And is it fair to say if you were doing a total tear-up, it's 2.5 miles of road?
Yeah.
Thank you. There's your answer.
I had one other question. Sorry, sir. If you had $138,000 less, how much less roadway could you do?
I can tell you that it probably would add up to anywhere from 3 to 5 streets in somebody's ward.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you, sir.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. I have an observation. So now the main discussion was to promote a discussion about going out for bonding so we get more money to pave with now or down the road a bit in the future. The asphalt budget has been cannibalized for a number of reasons, so we don't have that money. I can recall, for the council members that haven't been on the council for the last couple of years, I want to say either 3 or 4 years ago, this very subject matter came before the city council and was put forth by Mayor Abadesian, that we were going to go out to bond so we could get money to pave the roads. And I actually listened to the audio this week. And it was then Councilman Solomon who vehemently opposed going out for bonding for roads, and his quote was, "Why should we put the taxpayers on the hook for interest payments for 20 years for roads that last 5 to 7 years?" That was his quote, sitting in that chair. I'm sure Council President Marola remembers that. He's been here for quite some time, and so is Mrs. Travis. So the question that I have as a taxpayer, why the sudden change of heart? So Mr. D'Ambra's taxes have gone up in this city tremendously, not only his property taxes, his commercial property taxes, his vehicle, Mr. Cardi, sorry, his taxes on his vehicles. Everybody sitting in this audience, their taxes went up this year, mine as well. Where did it go? That tax money didn't go to paving. It went to salaries and benefits.
Mr. Cody,
right?
Mr. Cody, I gave you some latitude because the administration brought up the issue with the bond.
Yeah.
Gave you some latitude on that. Let's stick with the reasons why you support or don't support one or two vendors on this particular bid.
Okay, well it all has to do, the subject matter all has to do with the lack of monies to put into our roads. Am I correct in that?
Well, what we're talking about is $1.5 million right now.
Right now we are talking about $1.5 million, right?
That's what this bill is about.
So the aspect of bringing in, to clarify a point for Councilman McAllister, I know you're not a construction guy, but the idea of bringing in 2 bidders for $1.5 million in asphalt is ridiculous, number one. Number two, if you think for a minute that Mr. Cardi has a schedule and he's going to pave Cedar Swamp Road, and for some
Mr.
reason
Cody,
that...
Mr. Cody.
You got to let me finish, Ed.
I'm going to let you finish, but I would prefer you don't direct your comments directly to someone. you know, if you want to speak to the generalization of the issue, that's fine.
Okay.
But there's no need to single out any particular council.
I'm just commenting on his specific comments.
That's okay. You can comment on
comments. So if anyone was to think on this council that there'd be some benefit that just in case Mr. Carty on December 25th wasn't able to pave Cedar Swamp, that you're going to pick up the phone and call the backup vendor and he's going to drop what he's doing and get there. Construction doesn't work like that, okay? And Mr. Carty is correct. $1.5 million in asphalt is a drop in the bucket. You're complicating this issue. And it complicates it even further for the taxpayer when you want to put them on the hook in the future to bond monies for roads for 20 years that last 5 to 7 years. I don't see why you're going to put a knot in the rope. Let this $1.5 million go and get moving on paving the roads. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cody. Any other questions from members of the public? Hearing none, before I ask for a motion on this, I'm going to stay with my first analysis of this. On this particular item, $1.5 million, again, my position is we're not talking sand and salt. What happens if we run out? We're not talking about that. We're talking about perhaps a brief period of time where a certain phase of roads, a road or repair, might not be done for a week or two. To go to the future, as the chief has alluded to and the director of the department, that there may be additional bond money coming out and we're going to be able to do a lot more roads. At that time, we're going to have to do a new RFP. This is going to have to go out for bid. We're going to have to select new vendors, or a new vendor or multiple vendors, depending upon how much money they're talking about. And if that time comes, speaking for myself personally, depending upon what that amount of monies are, I would certainly give due consideration to multiple vendors. In this particular issue, the argument that we may go out for bonding, we may have additional bond monies from other bonds to use, doesn't justify splitting a bid, which goes against the grain of everything that we have done over the last 2.5 years. We've made exceptions. The exceptions were well deserved. It was in the interest of health and safety. It was sometimes in the interest of keeping the city from losing its communication lines and perhaps a couple of others, but certainly very, very few. In this case, I don't see the need to do it. Having said that, I will request a PCR, which is 121-19, and I will make a motion to award the bid to Carty Corporation as the sole vendor. And I'll be looking for a second.
A motion has been made. I'd like to have a quick discussion, Mr. Chairman.
After we get a second. We need a second to have a discussion.
Second.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my question is that since this is something that affects all the wards, I wouldn't mind if we put it favorable and then all amendments be proposed by the body. Any amendments requested go to the body of the full council.
So your suggestion, and we're in discussion mode right now, your suggestion is to withdraw my motion and to make a motion to move favorably to the full council floor for discussion. Is that it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Because you want to discuss this?
Yes, I'd like the other committee members.
You want to weigh in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Thank you.
I'll withdraw my motion, and I will look for a motion from one of my two colleagues.
I'll move favorable to the floor for discussion.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable to the floor for discussion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number 2020-069, monthly service and maintenance for composting toilets, and that is found on page 202.
James Scott, Director of Parks and Recreation. For this bid, we're recommending, we received one bid, and we're recommending that it goes to Clivus New England for the maintenance of the self-composting toilets at City Park.
And James, I know you gave us the reason for your department's tardiness in coming before us with the previous bid. You have this bid, and I think there may be at least one other in the mix that is also against the city ordinance of coming before us within 60 days. So what is your position on this one?
Simply building capacity, Chairman. We, you know, separated from DPW July 1st. There was a handoff of a lot of organizational processes. I had to learn the purchasing process, how it works with that purchasing department. And there's a lot of catch up. I had, a key position in my office wasn't filled. So there's a lot of things transpiring, but I expect us to be fully up to speed and to be fully in compliance with the ordinance moving forward.
So as the director of MIS has indicated, and certainly the director of DPW is well aware, as is police and fire, you are assuring the committee and the council that going forward, your bids will be presented to us in a timely manner.
There may be an outlier or two at the next meeting as we, you know, have caught up with the process, but after that, I do not ever expect to be late on a bid again or to be outside that 60-day window. As I said before, we're going to set up electronic reminders 6 months out for each bid to make sure that we are well ahead of it and that we're doing our due diligence on the vendor list, calling down. This one had one bid, so I didn't get to do it with this one this time, but I'd like to try to expand the vendor list as I've done with a couple of other bids and, you know, call through and see why people didn't bid and try to get the reason for that.
Okay, I can respect that, James. Certainly, I'm hearing what you're saying as far as being new into the position. But I think everyone needs to be aware of the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, from my position as chair of the Finance Committee, I've come to the crossroads with these bids that are coming in at the 11th hour. And I'm going to be very, very hard-pressed going forward to look favorably upon a bid that comes in, particularly after one has already expired, or one is expiring next week or the week after. This is like way beyond the point of understanding. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Howe.
Mr. Chairman, with your permission, could I just, concerning our concern in the line of bids, could I make a request on, but yet off topic, if the chief of staff is still here, and my recommendation, I don't see him, I've been, if there could be a plan of training for the departments from MIS on how to use and again, please excuse my ignorance, maybe that all department heads do know how to use it, but what you recommended earlier, which was we already have Microsoft, so use that system where they can input the deadlines, and therefore everyone can be on the same page. That's a recommendation. I was going to request that talk to the chief of staff about that, but I don't see him. So that was just to be.
He's looking down upon us.
So that's my. Okay. I don't know if it's necessary, Mr. Chief of Staff, but again, if there's a way that maybe we could be proactive moving forward. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Councilman, if I could speak to that. The administration has convened a technology steering committee, which Brian Sylvia and Director Carlucci are leading, and we're going to be running out a lot of these processes. So, the task manager function that will be used to support, keep up with bids and everything is something that we're beta testing in my department. And we're going to actually model that for other departments. That's something that Phil and Brian have been encouraging and the administration. So I'm hoping, where I am right now at this isn't good enough for me. I know it's not good enough for you. And I think, moving forward, we'll have a nice process that we can model for others and hopefully eliminate this problem completely going forward.
Then I would say I thank the administration. I thank you and Phil for taking lead on that, as well as the other department heads, because I do actually 100% agree with the chairman about the time frame. But thank you for being proactive and addressing it and moving forward, so we don't have to run into this again. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. And once again, James, I think it's been a good exercise, because this evening we have probably every director in the city here this evening. So it was a good educational process with MIS. Had that bid come before us 2 months ago, might have been sitting here with pretty good savings. So once again, with all department heads here, with all directors here, I'm just wanting to let you all know this councilman is going to have a very difficult time looking favorably on any bid that doesn't come before us in a timely fashion. And don't say it's my fault if you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't fill this pothole and you can't make that call and you can't do this, because it's not my fault. Any other questions?
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Sir.
James, I have a question for you.
James.
Council President.
Council President.
Who held your position before you were there? I don't think it was filled, was it? Parks and Rec? There was no Parks and Rec director.
I believe Mick Rooney was the last Parks and Rec director.
Meg Rooney was?
And he left about, I think, 2016 or so.
Okay. Mike Rooney.
Mike Rooney.
I was confusing that. And as I recall, Mayor Avedisian had merged that. And when it first was merged, Mr. Picozzi was handling the job of Parks and Recreation Director. It was merged into his position. I think it was merged into the DPW Director's position. So what I would encourage you to do, since the former Director of the Parks and Recreation Department is still in the city, is to consult with him if you don't understand something, because he didn't leave. He's still here. So if you need some training on, the 60 days, and bids that are coming up, I suggest that you talk to the director, because he was the one that ran that department and he's still in the city. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
So yes, Councilman Sinapi.
Two quick ones. One, did anyone reach out to Sunmar Corporation as to why they didn't bid?
I did not.
And then the other question is, how come we only have two, is there really only two vendors that we know of that even do this?
I don't know the answer to that, Councilman. I do want to, with this bid, dig into it a little more at some point and expand the vendor list. I know these composting toilets are probably relatively new technology, so there might be a shortage of people that service them. But I will get an answer on that. I will get back to you.
Gotcha. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman. James, I noticed that the code for this is 45340. Is that the correct code number for this?
To the best of my knowledge, it is.
Brian, could you come to the mic, please?
Yes, sir.
That is the correct code number? 45340?
I hadn't gone to it yet, but I believe that is professional services. I believe this is a service contract. Yes, so. I'm sorry.
Speak to the mic, please.
He was just going over the money for the.
Okay.
Yes. So that's the professional services line for the Department 45, Department of Parks and Recreation.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, James. Item 2020-070, rebuilding and rebuilt exchange transmissions, found on page 205.
Department's requesting to award to two vendors, Camerata Truck Parts and Quaker Transmissions, for the purchase of a rebuilt or to rebuild the transmission in the amount of $15,000 for 1 year.
So, Christy, I reviewed the position paper on this, and one of the comments is that the cost of towing to one of the other vendors would be relatively expensive.
Yes.
And I think the cost savings between Camerata or however you pronounce that name. How do you pronounce that name, Christy?
Camerata.
Camerata, okay. And Quaker Transmissions. In the items 1 through 4, Camerata is $3,500 cheaper than Quaker Transmission. I unfortunately just had the pleasure of having one of my vehicles towed from Westerly to Warwick, and I certainly have knowledge of what the cost is to tow it. $3,500 pays for a lot of towing. But I also see where Camerata did not bid on 4 of the items that you have. So is this one of your reasons for looking for Quaker?
So Camerata Camerata bid for the heavy duty and the light the medium duty, light duty. They bid the whole thing basically, except for the Taurus transmissions or the Crown Vic transmissions. They did not bid on those. Quaker does not repair.
Excuse me. Any conversations need to be taken outside, please? Sorry, Christy, go ahead.
Quaker does not do any of the heavy-duty transmissions, say, for, like, the sanitation vehicles. They do primarily our medium and light-duty trucks. So for us to tow, we're requesting to award Camerata the heavy-duty ones because what happens is they send us the transmission and our mechanics install it. The light-duty ones, for us to tow a vehicle to Camerata, for them to rebuild the transmission, it would cost us just as much, if not more, to have a local vendor do it right here in Rhode Island. This Camerata is in Connecticut.
So I'm going to assume that you would be good with awarding the bid to Camerata for items 1 through 4 and items 5 through 8 to Quaker Transmission.
So there's a 1 through 5 for Allison Transmissions, and then there's a 1 through 8 for a removal and installation.
Say what? There is?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So what I'm asking for is for numbers 1 through 5 for the Allison transmissions to be awarded to Camerata because our mechanics install the transmission. They just provide it. I'm asking for my department's purposes, items 1 through 8, although we don't have too many cars that need transmissions, 1 through 8 on the second page to go to Quaker. Because that's a rebuild. They actually rebuild the transmission.
But why would we do that when Camerata is so much cheaper?
Because I would have to tow a vehicle to Connecticut to have them rebuild it.
And how many times during the course of a season do you have to tow these vehicles?
Well, on the last bid, we've actually had five vehicles with transmission issues, and they were all the medium or light duty. We haven't, luckily, had any of the heavy duty transmissions.
Okay. And for those, would you say five vehicles?
Five.
So did it cost $3,500 to tow five vehicles to Connecticut?
There's two different pages.
I understand. I'm looking at page 2 of 2.
Right.
In page 2 of 2, from items 1 through 4, there is a $3,500 difference between Camerata's bid and Quaker Transmission. Item 1, Camerata, $2,250. Quaker, $2,400. Item 2, Camerata, $2,250. Quaker, in this case, was $2,000. Item 3, $2,345 for Camerata. Quaker was $3,450. And in item 4, Camerata was $2,317 and Quaker was $4,300. So I stand corrected. It's not $3,500, it's $3,300. My apologies. Does it cost $3,300 to tow five vehicles to Connecticut? You only tow them to Connecticut because you're driving them back. They're fixed.
Probably not, but okay. It also depends on which transmission we need to have repaired. We have vehicles that they don't all have the same. We have a lot of the four R100s. We may not have any of the 5R110s that we may not get those fixed this year. It's entirely dependent on what fails.
But we're not talking about fixing. We already know what the cost of fixing is. That's right here in the bid.
Right.
We're talking about the cost of towing.
Right.
Your position is that you want to be able to tow these vehicles. I'm sorry, not to have to tow the vehicles to Camerata. You want to use Quaker Transmission. You had to tow five. Where'd you tow those five vehicles to last year? Where'd they have to be towed?
Quaker had the bid.
You had to tow them to Quaker too?
Well, it depends. I mean, Quaker's right over the line in West Warwick
But there's still a towing fee. So we're not talking about the cost of towing from Warwick to Connecticut. We're talking about the difference between towing from West Warwick to Connecticut. The cost between here and West Warwick, we're going to pay a towing fee. What we're talking about is the difference between towing from here to Connecticut as opposed to here to West Warwick, right? And I'm looking at $3,300 difference for seven vehicles. My question is, does it cost us $650 to tow the biggest vehicle we have one way to Connecticut? Probably not. We only towed five and we had to tow them to Quaker Transmission, so there's a cost associated to it. So I certainly concur with you on Camerata on page 1 of 2, items 1 through 5. I would respectfully disagree on page 2 of 2 with items 1 through 4. That should stay with Camerata, unless you expect to have lots and lots of towing. And with Quaker, items 5 through 8, because there is no other bidders. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? You have a question, Councilor?
I do, actually. So, Mr. Chairman, to clarify, you're going from one bidder to two bidders on these items?
Yes, and the reason is we have no choice because the other vendors did not bid on these items that I'm suggesting go to Quaker. We got to get them fixed. Mm-hmm. And these Camerata didn't bid on them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be having a conversation splitting them. This is one of those rare instances.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to put a PCR 121-19. I'm going to move, I'm sorry, 122, 19. I'm going to move favorable with an amendment. The amendment is to award Camerata the bids 1 through 5 on the Allison World transmissions, as well as, that's on page 1 of 2, as well as items 1 through 4 on page 2 of 2, which is removal and installation of transmissions, and to award Quaker Transmission items 5, 6, 7, and 8 on page 2 of 2, because there is no other vendor that bid on those particular items. That's the motion. I need a second.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Christy. And I'm sorry, on PCR 122-19, I need a motion. I'll make a motion favorable as amended. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. 2020-071.
This request is to award the pest control services to Griggs and Brown as the lowest qualified bidder. Public Works is requesting $3,600 for the eight buildings that we are responsible for.
Christy, could you tell us what respective buildings those are for?
For Public Works, it's the DPW complex, the Water Department, Police Department, City Hall Annex, Pilgrim Senior Center, Buttonwood Center, and the Highway Office.
Okay. So there's nothing in these numbers for the Cooper Building?
I'm sorry, for what?
For the Cooper Building.
That falls under Parks and Recreation.
Is that part of the 1200?
Yes.
The Cooper Building's part of the 1200?
Yes.
And what are we doing in the Cooper Building for that?
I'd have to have James Scott, the director, speak to you on that.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Chrissy. What?
James Scott would have to speak on that.
Okay. James? If you would, please.
Mr. Chair, while he gets here, just a reminder, I need to do a PCR on this one.
Sorry, Councilman Sinapi?
Yeah, while he's coming down, just a reminder, I need to do a PCR on this one.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Councilman. So that's on 2020-71. You need a PCR? Okay.
Yes, it'll please.
Be PCR 123-19. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
So, James, item code number 45331, run bid number 2020-71, pest control services. Let me interrupt myself to let the record indicate that Councilman Sinapi has submitted his recusal form. So, James, it was just testified to that $1,200 was for the Cooper Building. What are we doing in the Cooper Building for $1,200?
It was my understanding that the $1,200 was for the Cooper Building, for the Thayer Arena, Warburton Arena, and for McDermott Pool.
And for what?
The two ice arenas, McDermott Pool and Cooper Building.
But you have another bid in here for Thayer Arena and the ice rink. So why are we mixing?
The Thayer Arena bid on here is for the HVAC, for the maintenance of the compressors. That's a different bid.
So what's the breakdown of the 1200 then? I want to know what the breakdown is for the Cooper Building, for the rink, and for what else? What's the breakdown?
I don't have that exact breakdown in the papers here. We were, prior to now, this bid was part of the DPW bid, so it was one bid. So we took this out, and I met with Christy. We sort of came to 1,200 as a number that would cover what we could possibly need in this baseline year, and then we could assess going forward.
Okay, I'm interested
right here
because...
Griggs and Brown came in at 48 a month for Thayer, McDermott, and the pool. And Cooper Billing came in at 48.75 a month.
Say that again.
So I'm looking at the monthly payments. So we recommended Griggs and Brown, and the monthly payment for Thayer Arena, McDermott Pool, and Thayer includes Warburton, would be 48.75, and the Cooper Building, it was also 48.75, so it was for each building.
But your bid is only for $8,800. You just told me $9,600 worth of stuff. The bid is $8,800.
The bid for pest control services is $1,200 is the cap.
That's the cap. Okay, but you lost me when you were talking about $4,800 for this and $4,800 for that. You lost me.
I thought you were asking what the breakdown was for the different buildings. So I'm holding the price sheet.
Okay, tell me that again. I misunderstood.
So I have, actually I'll give you the yearly. It makes more sense that way. The Cooper Building for the year would be $585, and the ice arenas and the pool also came in at $585.
Okay.
Which falls under that $1,200 cap.
Okay. All right. Any questions from members of the committee? Thank you for that, James. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Sorry, that is PCR 12319. Item 2020-079, drug evidence storage locker. That is found on page 217. Major?
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In April, the police department went out to bid for a drug evidence storage locker. This locker is a specialized piece of equipment necessary for our BCI detectives to safely store the different types of narcotics this agency acquires. Employee safety is of utmost importance to us and will keep the agency in compliance with the guidelines set forth by both CALEA and OSHA. This type of locker is designed to protect personnel from odors and particulates generated with the storage of these types of substances, fentanyl, for example. We received only one bid from Air Science USA. We are requesting spending be authorized up to $4,694 for this award. It will be a one-time purchase. If approved, this purchase will be paid for from federal asset forfeiture. The Colonel has confirmed adequate funding in this code for this purchase.
Thank you, Major. And you speak very well to that asset forfeiture. I can remember when that used to be a tongue twister at one particular time. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Major. 2020-080, police promotional testing, and that is found on page 220.
The police department recently went out to bid for a testing vendor to provide a cost per question for a 100-question promotional exam. 7 bids were received. The police department is recommending that this bid be awarded to vendor ID number 5 as the lowest bidder. The identity of that vendor is kept confidential in order to maintain the integrity of the testing process. They quoted $3.18 per question, per person, per exam for up to 10 people. The next set of exams scheduled for the rank of captain and sergeant. We are requesting spending authority for a total not to exceed $16,000 on a 2-year bid, expiring September 26, 2021. If approved, the purchase will come from the police operating budget code 30-390, police testing expenses.
Okay, and for the record, there is adequate funds. This is a 2-year bid, right?
2-year bid.
Okay. And Major, I just would remind you on the time frame.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Items 2020-084, found on page 224.
Department's requesting to award a two-year bid for the tire recap and repairs to Sullivan Tire in the amount of $250,000, excuse me, expiring September 7th, 2021.
And for the members of the public who are not necessarily privy to some of these numbers, perhaps, tell us why you're recommending Sullivan Tire over Roland's Tire.
Sullivan Tire has a facility right here in Warwick. We can go there on a moment's notice. The other vendor that had bid is located in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, and it's not conducive for us to take trucks to Fairhaven for any sin, and likely we wouldn't be able to, depending on what the issue was. Mm-hmm. It would put at least two employees and a vehicle out of service for the better part of a day to get, you know, maybe one tire recapped. It doesn't make sense for us to drive a sanitation vehicle to Fairhaven.
So when you have a tire on a sanitation vehicle or any other tire, you just bring that vehicle into Sullivan Tire and they take care of it immediately?
They call into the automotive chief first to make sure that it's okay to bring the vehicle there. But yes, they do get permission and then they go to their facility and they do fix it.
Does, because there's a huge difference in a lot of the numbers between Sullivan and Roland's Tire. So this is why the discussion. Does Roland's Tire offer road service?
They do.
And at what cost?
Their road service is $110 an hour.
And do you ever have any occasion to use road service from Sullivan Tire?
Absolutely.
And what is their cost?
It's $100 an hour.
$100 an hour?
Yes.
And Roland's Tire is $110 an hour. Is that from the time they leave their facility?
Yes.
Until the time they get back?
Yes.
And I'm going to assume, typically, it's not like four or five vehicles need fixing all at once, right?
For road service?
Right.
No, but right. If there's an issue at the landfill and they have to go to the top of the mountain, that's happened before.
Okay. And I know that the department has spoken before that you have a maintenance schedule and somebody inspects these tires and somebody checks them for wear and tear and cracks and splits, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. And they also encounter road hazards as well. So.
For road hazards as well? So would it be possible that DPW could put together, I don't know, X amount of vehicles, you know, at rotating schedules where Roland's Tire could come in and do the service right here on site? I'm just kind of thinking out loud right now. I haven't run numbers on it.
I don't think so. I don't think it would be conducive for them to do that. They have to have the recaps available. Sanitation vehicle has 8 tires on the back, and any one of them can need a recap at any time. It also depends on, like I said, what they encounter for road hazards. And, you know, if we have a vehicle that doesn't have the proper tires on it, then it should be on the road.
So you need to get it fixed.
We do need to get it fixed.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Sinapi.
Two. One, were any of the vendors that didn't provide a bid contacted about why they did not provide a bid?
No.
All right, and does Roland's Tire go by a different name? Because I don't even see them on the vendor list. Obviously, they did submit a bid because we have it, but on the list of vendors that were sent specifications, I don't even see them.
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you ever done business with Roland Tire before?
No.
Have we ever done business with anyone but Sullivan Tire?
Yes, we actually have done business with Pete's Tire Barn previously and Ocean State Tire, but that was a while ago.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Please.
Hi, Cindy Farah. I first want to comment that it's sad that this meeting for finance was supposed to be at 7, and I've seen about 12 people leave because it's almost 8:30. It seems like people are really not prepared when they come up here for the questions you ask. I wanted to Google some of the answers. It was so frustrating. But when we say, I want you to help me understand something, when you say out to bid, what does that mean? You're putting it in the beacon? Like, because there are so many tire places, I find it hard to believe we only can come up with two. And I liked your comment about the scheduled maintenance, because that's what I do with my vehicle. I actually schedule it ahead of time, knowing things that break. I know things come up, like hazards in the road, but that could be something that we could do ourselves and not pay this enormous amount of money. But if you could just help me with my question of what does out to bid mean, because it seems like we have so few bidders for all these things. And I had my own business for a long, long time, and there was a lot of people like me that I was fighting for customers. So I'm curious, how do we go out to bid?
So I will just speak to the Reader's Digest version of that. People my age still know what a Reader's Digest is. So we go out for an RFP, a request for a proposal. It gets put on the city website, gets put on the state website, and other Newport website. So there's various websites that carry this, and it's a very good question, because that is also something over the past several years that this committee and this council have been doing its due diligence on encouraging additional vendors to bid, because it is very, very discouraging to see a $250,000 bid and only get two people who are interested in bidding. But I can tell you, in the 7 years I've been on this council, I have not seen a lot of interest in bidding on these tires. I don't get it. I don't know why.
Maybe we send out letters to all the auto places, because I pass about 10 of them just driving to the highway from my house.
Well, this is why you heard it this evening from Councilman Snappy and from other council people. We asked the department heads, had they made any calls to the other vendors to find out why they didn't bid. And we've all done that on our own. I devoted a significant amount of time to that several years ago before we started changing the culture of some of these things. And it was very interesting to hear the responses from vendors why they were not bidding on Warwick's business. And one of them was for the very reason we spent so much time on it this evening. It was one of the reasons. Or they didn't get the bid.
It's personally why I wanted to hurl myself down the stairs.
But we had different ways of doing it. Now, to the Solomon administration's credit, that has changed dramatically. There's a lot of protocols been put in place. Purchasing department has really stepped up their efforts on getting these bids out. The efforts from all department heads, you hear them being asked this question over and over. Did you call? Did you call? On occasion, we may get a new department head who didn't have an opportunity to do so. But they are doing it. We are having more and more people bid. But I'm with you. It is very concerning why only two people bid on a $250,000 item.
Well, I thank you for your answer.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Christy.